see that they both were occurring at the same time.
而腓立比教会也是保罗回应马其顿的呼声，在欧洲建立的第一个教会。
And the church in Philippi was in fact the first church that Paul established after following the Macedonian call.
同时我们也知道腓立比教会是个非常好的教会。
At the same time, we know that the church in Philippi was a really, really good church.
也是一直忠心参与支持保罗宣教事工的这样一个教会。
And they continued to take part in and support Paul's sharing of the gospel.
那我们今天呢，想和大家一起来分享腓立比书，计划到第一节、第十一节，但是我们肯定讲不完。
So I'd like to share today Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 through 11, but I certainly won't be able to cover all of that material.
我们先看一到六节。
First, I'd like to look at verses 1 through 6.
首先我们来看一看保罗给教会的这个问候。
First, let's see how Paul asks how the Philippian church is doing.
保罗说写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
First says to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons.
那么刚才我们已经讲到这个腓立比教会是在欧洲建立的第一间教会。
And we've already mentioned that the church in Philippi was the first church established in Minor Asia.
而我们也曾经提过，去到马其顿建立欧洲的教会是很特别的一个经历。
And we've mentioned before that following the Macedonian call and going and establishing those churches was a very unique experience.
因为本来他们在小亚细亚这个地方讲道，在亚细亚讲道。
Because previously they were in Asia.
圣灵是禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
And the Holy Spirit prohibited them from continuing to share there.
那么在这个时候第九节使徒行传十六章第九节就讲到有一个异象向保罗显现了。
So here in Acts chapter 16, it records this vision that was given to Paul.
有一个马其顿人就站着求他说请你到马其顿来帮助我们。
So there was a Macedonian who stood before him asking him to come and help them in Macedonia.
我们知道这个马其顿在这个伯罗奔尼撒半岛在希腊的上面是在欧洲。
And so we know that Macedonia is next to the Byzantine area, it's just north of Greece, it's in Europe.
那么保罗见了这个异象，他就想到说，这是神在呼召我们传福音给那里的人去听。
And when Paul saw this vision, he realizes, oh, this is the Holy Spirit telling us to go and share the gospel there.
好，我们要在这里来考考大家，因为我们原来的讲道曾经讲过。
So here we have to test everyone, because we've talked about this before.
今天大过年的。
We're celebrating Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year.是不是圣灵就不要他们在 Asia 亚洲讲道
how could it be that the Holy Spirit did not want them to share the gospel in Asia?
是不是圣灵就看在欧洲的那些人就比在亚洲的这些人更重要一点
Was God just thought that those in Europe were more important than those in Asia?
是不是啊我们继续我们翻译的继续你看我们俩讲的不太一样弟兄们是这样子吗我们曾经讲过很重要很重要的我们在解经的时候千万千万千万不要把今天的意思解到当时圣经里面去我们讲没讲过
So we've said before we have to remember that the terms do not have the same meaning that they have today let's not confuse this Asia with our Asia
啊，此亚细亚非彼亚细亚
This Asia is not that Asia or Asia and Asia Minor are not the same
那当时在圣经当中的这个亚细亚就是指的土耳其半岛上的小小的那个罗马帝国的亚细亚行省。
So Asia, as it is used there, is referencing a piece of Turkey that was called Asia at that time.
和今天我们所说的这个亚洲啊，一直到西伯利亚，一直到远东，一直到日本、韩国等等这些地方，印度、南亚，完全不一样。
It's completely different from the continent of Asia that we talked about today that extends all the way to Korea and.Russia and India.
So we must certainly not use this place.
So it's important when we see that God did not want them to share the gospel in Asia, not that we not confuse that with the continent of Asia that we speak of today.
那我们再进一步说，后来圣灵有没有继续带领使徒在亚细亚当时的亚细亚讲道
？Furthermore, it is worth looking to see if God continued to have the apostles share the gospel in Asia Minor.
有没有哪里找来证据哎对了启示录里面那七教会七个金灯台全都是亚细亚的教会啊
And so if we look in Revelation and you look at the seven churches there, the seven golden lampstands, those were all churches in Asia Minor. So clearly the gospel continued to be spread in Asia Minor.
弟兄姊妹们今天我们讲到同心合意兴旺福音。
Today we talk about,uh, with one heart and one soul sharing the gospel.
令人归主。
Bringing people to Christ.
你知道今天呢，我不知道大家有没有听过，在教会里面，尤其华人教会当中，有一个叫做传回耶路撒冷运动。
I'm sure some of you have heard of the Return to Jerusalem movement.
Back to Jerusalem. 让我很尊敬的一些长辈。
Now, I very much respect my elders.
那么非常非常的推崇这样一个传回耶路撒冷运动。
Those who very much support this movement.
那么也有一些我们华人教会界的老长辈，他们对这个传回耶路撒冷运动有些更深的思考。
And then there are also some older pastors in Asia who have thought about this movement a little bit more.
这个传回耶路撒冷运动在讲什么呢？
What does it mean to try to return to Jerusalem or go back to Jerusalem?
这个从这个圣灵不许他们在亚细亚讲到，然后就是福音传到欧洲，就看到好像福音围着地球这样往西边走转一圈。
It's saying that after they did not share the gospel in Asia, then they just continued moving west, and it's as if the gospel circumnavigated the globe, traveling west.
福音到了欧洲，后来欧洲就成为整个福音运动的中心。
So the gospel first went to Europe, and then for a while Europe was the center of sharing the gospel.
然后继续往西，跨过大西洋，就来到北美，咱们这里。
And so then it continued to move to the west. It went over the Atlantic, and then came to North America.
整个北美成为福音宣教的中心。
And then for a while, North America became the center for gospel sharing.
然后继续往西，跨过太平洋。
And it continued to move to the west, and it went across the Pacific Ocean.
到哪里？
Where did it go?
到了亚洲、
And it arrived back in what we now call Asia.
特别是前几十年的韩国。
Especially in the last few decades, it arrived in
Korea. 福音复兴运动。
There was a huge revival there.
今天在中国大陆有许多的，特别前些年，许多的韩国宣教士。
And now in China, there are many, many Korean missionaries.
我知道有的韩国宣教士，他们精神非常令人感动。
I know that many of those Korean missionaries, they really are very encouraging.
他们忘我的服饰，说我们好像像一根火柴。
And they say we are like a burning coal.
中国这十三四亿人口像一大堆的柴火。
The 1.3, 1.4 billion people in China are like a huge pile of firewood.
我们要把它点燃。
And we want to set them on fire.
为主燃烧，为主发热。
That they may be on fire for Christ.
那今天在中国有很大的归主运动。
And right now in China there is a great revival.
虽然现在面临很多挑战，但我们相信。神都有神的美意。
Even though at the moment they're encountering a lot of challenges, we believe that is all part of God's plan.
那么到上个世纪三四十年代的时候。
Now,
上个世纪、
三四十年代。In the last century, in the 30s and 40s.
那么我们很多的华人、在这样一个福音大复兴、山东大复兴等等这复兴当中信了主。
And as we saw all of these huge revivals,that led to many people coming to Christ.
他们知道我们要继续的去传教、宣教。
Realizing that we must continue to share the gospel.
所以呢，我们要继续再往西传。
That we're going to continue to move west.
所以大家知道西北灵工团、赵新门牧师等等很多的这些前辈的同工。
So you know that many of the former missionaries and former missionary organizations.
正好赶上四十年代末中国变天那个时候。
Just right before the 40s when there was a change of power in China.
你去读他们的见证，你真的会非常的受感动。
When you read their testimonies, they really are incredibly moving.
很多人默默的就被埋葬在新疆的大漠当中。
There are many of them that ended up passing away in Tibet.
为主受苦，为主殉道。
Where they suffered for Christ and many of them were martyred.
那就是要把福音再继续往西传，因为中国再往西，大部分都是回教国家、伊斯兰教国家。
Because they wanted to continue to share the gospel to the west, because if you move west of China, for the most part, those are Muslim countries.
所以这个传回耶路撒冷运动就讲说，这个白人西方人啊去给穆斯林传教呢，不太 work.
So the gist of the Back to Jerusalem movement is that when Caucasians try to share the gospel in Muslim countries, it usually doesn't work very well.
因为这个伊斯兰教国家和这个这个西方人呢，很不对付的。
Because most Muslim majority nations have been at odds with most Western countries.
那么，所以向回教国家传福音是最后一棒，也是最艰难的。现在交在我们中国人的手上了。
So essentially, the last remaining stronghold that the gospel still needs to be shared with is the Muslim majority nations, and that has been handed over to the Chinese.
把这些回教国家，我们再把福音传遍，然后下一步福音就传回耶路撒冷了。
And so if we can share the gospel across the Middle East well, then the gospel will finally return to Jerusalem.
那福音传到耶路撒冷，那时候主就回来了。
And once once that's accomplished, well, then the Lord will return.
福音绕着地球走一圈。
Because the gospel has been spread across the globe.
那这样一个讲法呢，确实是让我们会很激动。
So this kind of an approach, this kind of a narrative, will give us a great deal of emotional fervor.
也会对我们华人这样一个宣教运动产生很大的激励。
It also greatly encourages gospel sharing amongst the Chinese church.
但是有一点我们要注意的。
But we have to pay attention to one note.
我们可以，我们也应该把福音传给回教国家，传到耶路撒冷去。
We absolutely should share the gospel with the Muslim majority countries all the way across Jerusalem.
但是请大家注意，在圣经当中确实从来没有讲过说我们只是就这样只能够往西一直传一圈讲回来。
So it's worth noting that nowhere in scripture does it say that the gospel is going to travel westward around the globe.
还有一点，圣经当中也没有说向回教国家传福音的责任只落在我们中国人的肩头上面。
And nowhere in the Bible does it say that sharing the gospel with the Muslim majority nations is primarily the responsibility of the Chinese church.
现在伊斯兰教国家有很多西方宣教士。
Today in the Muslim majority countries there are many, many Western missionaries.
今天的耶路撒冷在以色列也有许多的宣教士。
And there are also many missionaries in Jerusalem.
福音都在那里传。
And the gospel is being spread there.
那如果我们回到圣经，圣经里面更讲我们要把福音遍传，我们要把福音之传到地极。
And what scripture says is that we need to share the gospel to the ends of the earth.
向普世人传福音的这个任务是交给普世的基督徒的。
So the responsibility of sharing the gospel with everyone on earth is given to all the churches on earth.
这叫同心合意，兴旺福音。
This is with one heart and one mind working for the proclamation of the gospel.
所以说二十世纪这个传福音是美国人的世纪，二十一世纪传福音就是中国人的世纪。这样的讲法我们也要注意。
So the saying that the 20th century was America's missionary century and then the 21st century will be the Chinese missionary century. Well, we still have to be careful with that.
好，我们继续往下来看。
Let's continue to look.
那么在这里呢，在这个问候当中，使徒保罗问候腓立比的众圣徒。
So in this initial greeting, the Apostle Paul is greeting the church in Philippi.
那我们知道我们所有这些圣徒有在地位上成圣，还有一个在行为上成圣。
And so we know that believers, they have a sanctification or are made holy in status and then also made holy in action.
在地位上我们已经成圣。
In terms of our status, we are already holy.
但是在我们的行为上面我们还差得很远。
In terms of our action, in terms of our behavior, we still have a long way to go.
这个地方讲过我们不用再去多讲。
So we've spoken about this before, there's no need to go over it again.
这就是一个已经上位的关系。
This is a question of
already and not yet.
Yeah, already and not yet.
那么我们要特别提出来的就是在这个问候当中和很多使徒保罗其他的书信呢有一点不同，就是他不仅问候教会的众圣徒，他还有一句问候教会的监督和指示。
There's something interesting here that the Apostle Paul does not only ask after the saints in Philippi but also specifically the overseers and deacons.
这是在很多其他的这个保罗书信当中都没有的。
Most of the Pauline epistles don't also ask about the overseers and deacons.
不是说以弗所教会、哥林多教会、其他教会的监督指示就不重要。
It's not that the overseers and deacons in the other churches weren't important.
但是值得我们思想的是腓立比书这卷书很特别。
But it's worth allowing us to consider that the book of Philippians is very special.
腓立比教会是被保罗常常夸奖的一个教会。
The Philippian church was a church that the Paul regularly complimented.
这个教会的领袖团体同心合意，这样一种榜样的服事是非常的重要。
The leadership of the Church of Philippi was working together and was a very good example, and this was tremendously important.
也不是说腓立比教会里面就没有问题。
It's not that there were no problems in the Church of Philippi.
你看腓立比书第四章那里就讲了。
In Philippians 4, it is recorded.
在这个教会里面有两位的同工，女同工。
But there were two female co-workers there.
啊，我们看这个和合本的翻译啊，千万不要被他这个给误导了。那个有阿爹啊。
So let's not be deceived by the translation of the Chinese Union Version.
我们这个和合本来就是新约呢，是这个清末翻译的啊，这个旧约是明初翻译的。
So the New Testament was translated quite a while ago.
你现在这个用词呢很不一样。
And so some of the terms are a little different than they were.
然后姐妹叫有阿爹，好像有阿的爸爸。
So it sounds like Yodia was the father of Yoda.
然后一个弟兄叫尼哥底母，好像是尼哥的妈妈。
And so it sounds like Nicodemus was the mother of Nicodemus.
有那些寻租机都是姐妹。
So, Yodia and Syntyche were both sisters.
保罗在这里说，我求以这真实同父一个其他的同工来帮助劝告这两位的女同工。
And so it says, I urge you, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel.
因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
Because they too have, labored with me in the gospel.
他们都与保罗一起来同心的服侍，但是这两位姐妹没有办法同心服侍。
They have all served together with Paul, but these two sisters were not able to serve together.
在教会当中，若是领袖强，
if the leadership is strong in the church,
领袖合一团结，
if the leadership is of one heart and one mind,
领袖彰显爱心，
if the leadership displays love,
领袖在主的真道上站立得稳，
if the leadership stands firm in the truth,
领袖们的服事有这个榜样的力量，
if the leadership serves in a way that is exemplary,
整个的教会被带动起来。
The entire church will be led in together.
那另一方面，如果这个教会领袖松懈，
at the same time if leadership in the church is weak,
领袖不合一，
and if they're not of one heart,
领袖们在服事上不能够起到榜样的作用，
and if they do not serve in a fashion that can be an example,
那个教会也是一盘散沙，
and the entire church suffers for it.
保罗在这里特别问候腓立比教会的监督和执事们。
Here, Paul specifically asks after the overseers and deacons.
给我们看到教会特别蒙福，其中我们不说唯一的一个 factor， 但其中很重要的一个因素。
Now let's just see that a major factor in whether or not a church is blessed.
我记得啊，多年以前，那时候我刚到拉切斯特那边去执堂。
I remember many years ago when I had just arrived in Rochester to establish a church there.
那么就遇到一位牧师。
I came across a pastor there.
然后呢，一到在纽约上周啊。一到冬天是常常的是下雪的。
Now you know in upstate New York, as soon as it's winter time, it's constantly snowing.
所以在那边呢是比较特别，我们是这个一到冬天呢很少这个教会要关门，因为天气原因，因为你要因为天气关门，你就基本一直关着，就没法开了。
And so up there in upstate New York, it's very rare to actually not have church because of the weather, because if you did that, you wouldn't have church all winter.
但是这个道路上面撒盐啊、铲雪啊，北方做的比这里要强得多。
But when it comes to salting the roads and plowing the roads, it was much, much better up north than it is down here.
然后有一位牧师，一个老牧师，他就讲，他说我们这个教会啊。
So there was this older pastor who said, hey, our church?
他说我们这些执事们特别的棒。
Man, the deacons here are so impressive.
就是其他人都来教会，只要有需要，那些执事们都来教会，他就夸张的说，不然下雪下刀子都来。
And he said, oh man, these deacons, even if no one else can make it to church, doesn't matter if it's snowing snowflakes or not, they're going to make it here.
弟兄姊妹，在一月份的时候，我们教会有两个礼拜，我们曾经转向线上，没有这个现场的聚会。
Now in January there were 2 weeks when we had online instead of in-person gathering.
但是当时我们确实有这个特殊的天气的原因。
And there was some pretty significant weather-related reasons for that.
那么呢，我也知道有些弟兄姊妹非常的舍不得。
And I know that some brothers and sisters were like, oh, we're very disappointed.
但是可能我们有弟兄姊妹不了解的是
，But what some brothers and sisters don't understand，
我们教会们的同工只是
，That the co-workers and deacons in our church，
在头一天礼拜六还在下冰的时候
，That on that Saturday while it was still sleeting，
他们就来到教会
，They still came to church，
敬拜团队也在这里好像练习或者是这个春晚的练习
，The worship team was still here practicing。
大家就在已经在这我们的停车场啊，这个走道上撒盐，大家今天进来还看到了。
People were already spreading salt on the sidewalk in the parking lot.
他就自己冒着危险，然后一路来这来回给大家探路。
And so they were at their own risk, checking how the roads were and preparing things.
一边开着车，还一边这个录这个 video， 马路的这个 video。
Driving while recording.
然后我们看到这个路况，而且。我们的执事他自己在这个路上开车的时候还打滑两次。
But when we saw the conditions of the roads, and one of the deacons on his way back ended up spinning out twice.
开着这个 SUV， 然后坡还上不去。
And driving the SUV, wasn't able to make it up a hill.
要是这样呢，我们一起在主面前商量，我们看到同工们，这是为着我们弟兄姊妹们。
And so, because of this, in prayer, and when we saw what the co-workers were doing.
万一如果有人开车的时候，这黑冰很厉害，一打滑，然后容易出危险。
for fear that someone was coming and they hit black ice, which is really dangerous. That would be bad.
但是我们同工们的行动已经证明，我们的教会的、我们的监督、我们的执事，他们真是肯宰杀。
But the co-workers' actions had already shown how willing the leadership here was to sacrifice.
保罗为腓立比教会的这个感恩。
Paul's thankfulness for the church in Philippi.
他说我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
He says, I give thanks in my every remembrance of you.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And that in my every prayer with joy for you.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
For from the first day even until now, you are co-laborers with me in proclamation of the gospel.
那么这个同心合意这个字，如果我们看英文的翻译，我们也晓得是 for your fellowship in the gospel.
So we see in English that it says it is fellowship.
这就是我们平时常用的团契这个词啊 ，fellowship.
This is similar to a Bible study fellowship.
啊，就是希腊文的 koinonia， 我们也常常听过，在教会里面常听过。
It is in Greek, it is koinonia, which we hear often from the pulpit.
有的时候有的这个教会直接就自己就叫 koinonia fellowship 啊。
Sometimes you'll see a church or a fellowship called the koinonia fellowship.
我们今天一起同领圣餐，也是这个词 communion， 同一个词。
When the Greek term for communion is also koinonia.
那么和合本的翻译呢，是它里面的这个意思啊，深入意思把它翻译出来，是同心合意。
So the Chinese Union version translates the meaning of that saying in one heart and one mind.
那么从本意上来说，就是我们在福音里面的这样一个团契。
Now if you just look at the literal meaning, it is literally a fellowship of the gospel.
那这样一个同心合意，这样一个团契，至少我们看到有三重的团契。
Now we can see that there are at least three kinds of fellowship.
第一个是我们彼此同心合意。
One is that our fellowship with each other.
我们在传福音的这个事工上面，我们彼此有一个极密切的连结相交。
In our sharing of the gospel together, we have a very close fellowship with each other.
因为我们晓得传福音不能够是单打独斗的。
Because we understand that sharing the gospel is not a one-man affair.
那第二点就是保罗在这里说，我感谢你们在福音上的团契，是与保罗一起在传福音的事工上面的团契相交。
And then the second one is the fellowship of them with Paul in the gospel.
保罗传福音到哥林多到很多的地方。
When Paul is going to Colossia and elsewhere to share the gospel.
那因为呢教会当中的问题啊很多的软弱，保罗不在像当地服事的教会当中，在他们中间来取这个报酬。
And so in many places, because of problems in the church and because of weaknesses in the church, Paul would not take money from those churches.
那么他就对这个哥林多教会就说了，说你们给我的不足，从马其顿，就是实际上主要就是从腓立比，因为腓立比是马其顿主要的教会，那些弟兄姊妹给我补足了。
And we see that he says to the Corinthian church, what was lacking in your giving, the churches in Macedonia, which would have primarily been in the Philippian church, were able to fulfill.
那腓立比这个城市呢，虽然是一个罗马的驻防城，虽然里面有很多很多罗马的公民，那个地方又产黄金。
And so although Philippi itself was a Roman city and had many Roman houses, and it was a gold mining city.
但实际上，腓立比的教会并不是一个很富裕的教会。
But the Philippian church was not a very wealthy church.
保罗对哥林多教会说，这个指到马其顿众教会说，他们在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
And so Paul, when he's speaking to the Corinthian church, says that they, in the midst of their poverty, showed their generosity.
这是他们与保罗的这个同心的服事。
This is the extent of their wholehearted service with Paul.
那第三点，最后一点，但是也是很重要的一点，就是我们也是与我们的主来同心合意。
And the third, which is perhaps most important, is our fellowship with the Lord in sharing the gospel.
传福音是为了主的缘故。
We share the gospel for the Lord.
也是倚靠主的能力。
And it is according to His power.
也是靠着圣灵的动工和引领。
And it is through the power and leadership and work of the Holy Spirit.
不是凭着人的仁义和血气。
It is not according to the strength of man.
那在今年我们教会刚刚开始这个三福事工的培训课程。
And so this year we've just started the Three Blessings Gospel Ministry.
那我们感谢神，我们教会凯瑞堂有六位，德恩堂又有六位弟兄姊妹一同来接受这个三福一期的装备。
And so we praise God that there are six members of the Durham congregation and six members of the Cary congregation who are taking part in this.
三福有个特别的要求，就是每一位队员，包括队长，都要有两位带导伙伴。
And there's a special requirement that each member must have two prayer partners.
你不是单单只是自己去传,
it's not just you yourself going to share.
你后面一定有两个人做你的代祷的后盾。
There must be at least two members who are doing your prayer backup.
上个礼拜五, 我们这个福音队第一次跟一个慕道同学在线上这样来分享福音实习。
So last Friday was the first time we were sharing the gospel via online.
那之前我们各自就给我们的代祷伙伴要讲，我们在这个时间我们要跟某一位慕道友要谈福音，为我们祷告。
And so each of us would share with our prayer partners, hey, we'll be sharing the gospel at such a time, please be praying for us.
有没有这个祷告的支持，非常的不一样。
Makes a huge difference whether or not we have prayer support.
但是我不是说这个很多人在祷告，这次这个人就一定信主啊，这个不是guaranteed的事情。
And I don't mean like, oh, if you have enough praying, then the person will come to Christ. That's not guaranteed.
但是能感觉到圣灵的同在。
But you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit with you.
那么那一天，我们感谢神，就带这位慕道的朋友信主了。And
praise God, on that day we were able to bring that seeker to Christ.
那么后面我们要继续为这慕道的朋友来祷告。We
need to continue to pray for them moving forward.
今年我们的这个主题是领人归主。
This year our topic is bringing people to Christ.
我们借这一年把这个主题深化，这个绝不是单单的说从表面上我们每个人就去做就完了。And
so throughout this year we'll be further understanding this. It's not that we just go do it and it's done.
因为我们整个是一个团队，我们大家一起同心的来做。We
together are all one team. We do this with one heart.
而且还有一个祷告的重要性。And
another aspect is the importance of prayer.
现在我们也在教会当中开始通过不同的方法来强调祷告的重要性，来兴起更多代祷的勇士。
And so now in various ways we're going to be emphasizing the importance of prayer and raising up more prayer warriors.
我这里啊，有一摞我们弟兄姊妹已经填的这个领人归主的代祷单。
So here I have a sheaf of these papers requesting that we bring someone to Christ.
对不对，也是因为前一段天气的原因，上个礼拜我就外出服侍。
And so the last few weeks I've been out serving or we've been closed because of the weather, so I've just gotten a hold of these prayer requests.
那么礼拜四我们在这个 staff meeting 啊，我和我们的 Pastor Samuel 还有 Felicia 姊妹，我们就拿到这个代祷单，每个人拿几张，我们最后我们就开始为大家祷告。
And so on Thursday during our staff meeting, we shared this amongst me, Pastor Samuel and Felicia, and we started to pray for them.
你知道在之前有的弟兄姊妹就私下跟我分享，他说牧师，我填的三个人是谁谁谁。
And so there have been some brothers and sisters who have shared with me privately, like, oh, the three people I wrote down there, such a person, such a person, such a person.
为什么心中对他们有极大的负担?
Why do I have such a burden for them?
我一听我心里面特别的感同身受啊。
And so when I heard this, I was really able to sympathize with them.
所以我们就一起来迫切地为大家，这都是我们最关心、最爱的人。
And so these are the people that we are all most concerned with and most love.
我拿着这个代祷单回到家里，我跪在地上，我为这些人祷告。And
so I took these home and I was kneeling down and praying for them.
弟兄姊妹们，brothers
and sisters,
我们是一起同心的，同心合意的，我们来传扬主的福音。We
work together with one heart.
我可能没有机会跟这上面的每一个人，我都跟他们去讲一遍福音。I
don't have the opportunity to share the gospel in person with each of these people.
但是我知道神是垂听祷告的神。I
know that God is the God who hears prayer.
我们在祷告会当中，我们在牧养的大部分都是请祷告会来祷告，我们一起每一次我们认真的来祷告，我们看看神动不动工，弟兄姊妹。So
in our prayer meetings, when we come together to pray, we can see whether or not the Lord will work.
我们不再是在祷告上，我们同心合意，在宣教的这个金钱的奉献上面，我们同心合意的来服侍主。It's
not only in a prayer that we are of one heart and one mind, it's also in sharing the gospel.
感谢神。 给我们福音教会，我们 Mission Church.
Praise the Lord that we are a Mission Church.
这样一个慷慨乐捐的心。This
kind of a generous and willing heart.
每年我们教会支持许多的宣教士。Every
year we are able to support many missionaries.
我们在宣教上面，而且不单是金钱的支持，代祷的就是盼望有一天我们能够拆开更多的软宣队。And
not only is it support financially, it's also support in prayer and the hope that in future we may be able to send out more short-term mission groups.
去看望我们的宣教士。
That we may be able to visit our missionaries. And hopefully from our midst, we might be able to send out more long-term missionaries. There are several already.
昨天我们看到我们问候我们的宣教士，我们的和睦，我在这里我就不讲名字，因为他，我们知道他所在的位置。
And so yesterday we were able to see one of them.
何牧师是我多年的好朋友。
He's a good friend of mine for many years.
我来信息之前我就认识他。
Even before I came to CCMC, I already knew him.
有弟兄姊妹可能不知道，我父母信主以后，在国内很长一段时间就是在和睦的教会里，就是和睦的来牧养他们。
Perhaps many of you don't know, but for many years, my parents, after they came to Christ, were in his church.
还有在我们中间服侍 Gary 和云海现在在英国。
And also, of course, brother Yun Hai and sister Gabby, who are in England.
求神让我们来同心合意来做这件事情。
Let us work together with one heart and one mind.
在这样传福音的行动上。
That in every aspect of sharing the gospel.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹们，牧师，我愿意把一个人带到教会里面来。
When brothers and sisters say, Pastor, I'm willing to bring someone to church.
牧师有机会跟他谈一谈。
Pastor, if you have a chance, you could talk with him.
或者我们教会当中谁可能跟某一位的朋友有同样的背景，能够跟他更好来建立一个关系，把福音分享给他。
Or perhaps if there's someone in the church who has a similar background and is able to establish the kind of a relationship and share the gospel with them.
人有时候处在某一种的软弱当中。
Sometimes we have a certain weakness.
我们教会有一位姐妹。
Our church has a sister.
前两个月我带她做学识祷告。
A couple months ago, I led her to Christ.
她自己有很严重的肺癌。
She herself has very serious lung cancer.
我们教会就有一位姐妹。
And one in our church.
自己先生曾经有同样的经历。
And her husband had a similar disease.
就和这位姐妹建立这个关系。
So she established that kind of relationship with her sister.
两位姐妹一起来分享，来带到关注、关帮助、关怀。
And so the two sisters were able to pray together and encourage one another and help each other.
我们写的各种各样的我们的春节的活动，各种各样的特别的聚会。
And so from Chinese New Year celebrations to all sorts of other special events.
在我们的自己的工作的场所。
In our own workplace.
甚至弟兄姊妹们，我们的 social media， 我们的这个社交媒体，我们的朋友圈都可以成为我们传福音的一个很宝贵的机会。
Even on social media, our friends can become an excellent opportunity to share the gospel.
我这个最近这一两年呢，比较注重锻炼身体，有打羽毛球。我们这个羽毛球群里面有我现在这么多年啊，我现在认识这个福音的朋友啊，比以前多好多啊。
So over the last couple of years, I've been a little more concerned about my health, and I've joined a badminton group. And through that, I've actually come to know more seekers than I ever knew before.
所以说，信主时间越长，服侍主越长，认识的基督徒越多，不认识慕道友啊。
There can be a problem where as you're a Christian for a long time, you get to know a lot of Christians, you're serving a lot, and you end up not knowing anyone who's not a Christian.
现在发现，这个锻炼身体，还可以认识好多的福音的朋友，带他们来到主的面前。
It turns out that just by exercising, I can get to know a lot of other people and can bring them to Christ.
好，那么这里呢，还有提到说，从头一天直到如今，就是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Here it also mentions from the first day until now.
提摩太后书、哥林多后书这两处经文。我们就不读了。
So 2 Timothy and 2 Corinthians, for now we won't read them.
我们看下面这句话。
Let's look at what comes right afterwards.
在这做一天容易，偶尔做容易，容易的时候做容易，可是从头一天到如今，它不容易啊。
It's easy to do it on one day, it's easy to do it occasionally, do it when it's easy, it's easy, but it's not easy to do it from the first day until now.
前面那些经文，那段经文已经讲了，我无论得时不得时啊。
We've already read the passage where it says whether we see fruit or not.
我们知道圣经旧约当中一个人物叫但以理。
We know of the Old Testament individual called Daniel.
这王发一条禁令，不许向任何其他的这些的神祷告。
And when the king said that you're not allowed to pray to any other god.
那么但以理知道这个禁令盖了玉玺了以后。
Daniel knew that writing had been signed.
但以理他就不去拜那个偶像，他回到家里一日三次双膝跪在神面前。祷告感谢，向着耶路撒冷，向着他的神，与素常一样。
He continued to go home and continued to pray towards Jerusalem three times a day as he had previously.
这是掉脑袋的呀！掉脑袋要被砍头的。
this would have the death penalty.
每一天都是这样。
He did so day by day.
那腓立比教会也是，从头一天到现在。
The Philippian church was the same from the first day until now.
大家知道吗？有一件很有趣的事情啊，就是我们好的习惯往往不容易养成。
No, there's something interesting. It's really hard to establish a good habit.
就坏的习惯呢，你不用故意去养成，它自然就在那儿。
And bad habits, while they're really easy, you don't even have to try.
就好像有人常常说的，这个健康的东西呢就不好吃，然后这个好吃的东西就不健康。
Some say the healthy things are not tasty, and tasty things are not healthy.
不知道是怎么回事。
I don't know why it's like that.
那所以有人说了，那养成好习惯需要多少天呢？21天，大家有听过吗？
How many of you have heard that it takes 21 days to establish a
good habit? 每天做21天能养成好习惯。
If you do it every day for 21 days, you'll have a good habit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们重复这件事情还不止21天，我们要持之以恒 ,every day.
When it comes to sharing the gospel, it's not a matter of just 21 days, it's something we must continue every day.
不管什么时候，我们能够对主的引导敏感，哇，这是一个主给我传福音的机会。
No matter when, if we can remain sensitive to the leading of the Spirit, if the Lord has given us an opportunity to share the gospel.
那这一位他现在痛苦当中，他有很多的需要。
Oh, this person is suffering or has many needs right now.
愿不愿意和我来到我们的团契里面，来到教会当中
？Are you willing to come with me to study? You're willing to come with me to church?
我这边有一本小册子，你可以看一看。
Here's a tract you read.
这个视频当中，这位的见证人他的经历跟你很相似，你就愿意看一看。
Or here's the testimony of someone who had a similar experience to you.
这首诗歌我很喜欢，对我有感动，我把它分享给你。
This song, it was really moving to me. Allow me to share it with you.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们每一天的读经灵修也是同样的。
Our daily time with the Lord in prayer and Bible study is the same.
那感谢神，现在我也看到我们教会的各个不同的群里面有越来越多弟兄姊妹也是彼此同心合意，互相的督促。我们来读圣经，要去打卡，对不对？打卡。
So praise the Lord, I'm seeing more and more brothers and sisters who are forming little groups of accountability and encouragement in our Bible study.
我参加了三个。
I'm part of three of them.
这三个再多不行，就乱了，就不行了。
I don't dare to take go to more than three of them.
真的是这样的，你如果不去打卡
，You know, if you don't have this kind of accountability,
大家互相之间没有这个督促的话
，If you don't have that mutual encouragement,
读完创世纪你就出不了埃及。
Once you finish with Genesis, you'll never get out of Exodus.
但是弟兄姊妹互相读了没有？看别人都在打卡了，我就赶快读啊，再来打一个。
So when you're able to see that others are completing chapters, then you yourself also want to.
保罗的第六节说：“我深信在那在你们心里做了善工的，必成全这工，直到耶稣基督的日子。”
In verse 6, Paul says, "For I am confident."That you began a good work and you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
刚才是说从头一天直到如今。
Before it says from the first day until now.
现在说从如今再到耶稣基督的日子。
And then it says from now until the day of Christ Jesus.
好，我们不单是同心合意，还有一点很重要，就是刚才我们提到的。
We don't just work together, with one heart, one mind.
这个彼此之间，我们与保罗，还有就是我们要依靠主，我们是与主同工的。
We also need to rely on the Lord, and we are working together with Him.
是神在我们心中动工，神也必成全这工。
It's God who's at work in our hearts, and He will bring it to completion.
我知道时间差不多，但是我愿意给大家呢，最后讲一个故事，真实的故事。
Now time's almost up, but I'd like to share one more story with you, a true story.
这个人呢，大部分弟兄姊妹可能不认识，但是他的产品可能，我相信有些人用过。他的人叫做 Chuck Buck。
So most of you probably don't recognize this man, but I'm sure some of you have used his products before. His name is Chuck Buck.
那有些弟兄姊妹知道我比较喜欢这个刀枪啊这些东西的。
Now some of you know that I like guns and knives.
有人听说过 Buck knife 吗？
How many of you have heard of a Buck knife?
你知道吧？
哦。
Yeah, Keith. I know you know that. 这就是一个 Buck knife.
So here I have a Buck knife.
每年全美国。这是非常非常，这是美国一个 American Icon， 每年要卖250万个 Buck knife， 各种各样的。
So every year they sell over 2 million of them.
他们是一个家族的产业，四代人。
And they're a family business that's been in business for 4 generations.
现在 Chuck 已经回天家，他的儿子继续在经营这个产业。
So Chuck has already passed away, and his son is now leading the business.
这个家族他们非常爱主、敬虔的基督徒，而且对灵魂非常的热心。
So this family is Christian and has.A real heart for sharing the gospel.
那么这位 Chuck 他有分享过他的见证。你现在如果到网上去，你能够找到他的 obituary.
So if you look online, if you shared Chuck has shared his testimony before, and you can find his obituary.
如果大家看到这个刀子，我相信肯定很多人都很熟悉这样一个 design.
I'm sure many of you have seen that design before of a pocket knife.
因为太多太多被山寨的了。
Because there are so many of them.
也是在美国，这是 heirloom quality， 很多时候是爸爸给儿子，然后儿子再传给孙子，这样一代一代传，很好用的刀。
And so it's known for being heirloom quality, where a father can pass on to his son, and his son can then pass on to the father's grandson.
还有很多其他各种各样不同的 这个设计的道。
They have many other designs.
那么在这个盒子当中呢
？But inside of the box.
他们每卖一把这个 buck knife，
Every time,
就会有一个小小的一个纸条，里面写着 a message from the duck family。
But in every box that they sell a buck knife, and they'll have a little message.
这里就在传福音，我没有时间给大家一个一个去念。
And so there'll be a short gospel message.
然后最后就是约翰福音三章二十节。
And then they'll close with John 3:16.
那 Buck， Chuck Buck 这位弟兄呢，他曾经实际上自己也有软弱跌倒过。
Now Chuck Buck himself, he had stumbled before.
他曾经有对他自己的太太不忠。
And there was a time when he was unfaithful.
而圣灵提醒他。
But the Holy Spirit reminded him.
他向自己的太太来认罪悔改。
And so he came to his wife and confessed and repented.
他太太也受伤非常的深，开始不愿意去原谅自己的丈夫。
And so at first, because the wrong she had received was so great, she was not willing to forgive him.
后来靠着主的恩典得到医治。
But by the grace of God, she was healed.
原谅了自己的丈夫。
She was able to forgive him.
他们的婚姻得到重建。
And their marriage was reestablished.
他们也分享自己的这个经历和见证，来帮助其他软弱的人。
And they were able to share this experience and this testimony to help others who were weak.
而这个 gospel message 实际上他们是一代一代里面的话，还更多的加一些。
And so generation by generation, they end up adding a little bit more, a little bit more.
那么这个 Chuck 他就常常分享一件事情，让他很感动的。
And so Chuck keeps sharing this one thing.
他说他收到好多的这些这个用户给他写来的信，其中有一封信是从一位女士一个姐妹给他寄来的。
And so he gets many letters from customers, and one was from a lady.
那么这位女士说，她说我在极其绝望当中。
She said that she was in the midst of great depression.
我很痛苦，我就去买一把刀，然后就买了是这个 buck knife.
And so I was suffering a lot, and I went and I bought a knife, and it was a buck knife.
我想用这把刀来割我的手腕，我要自杀。
And so I wanted to use the knife to slit my wrist to commit suicide.
所以我打开这个盒子。
When I opened up the box,
一张小小的纸片掉出来。
This little piece of paper fell out.
我就忍不住去读。
And so I read it.
原来是一个福音的信息。
And it was actually a gospel message.
在那里告诉我神爱我。
And there it was telling me that God loves me.
在耶稣基督里面有希望。
And that there's hope in Jesus.
我就重新振作起来。
And so I sat up again.
现在我的生命整个被改变。
My entire life was changed.
他写了一封信给 Chuck.
And so he wrote that letter to Chuck.
不单是他们做出非常好的产品。
Not only are their knives very good,
而且在每一个产卖每一个产品的时候，都传递一个美好的信息。
Every time they sell a knife, they also endeavor to share this good news.
我的这把刀，有一天也会给我的孩子。
And someday I'll give it to my children.
其实这一把刀，我结束以后，我等一下我就给我你了。
Actually, this particular one I'll give to my daughter after the conclusion of the service.
但我更希望我的孩子们弟兄姊妹我们的后代也把这个福音能够一代一代的传递下去。
But more than that, I hope that our children can continue to share the gospel generation by generation.
我们彼此同心合意。
That we might together with one heart and one mind.
我们与古圣先贤同心合意。
That we might together with the saints of the day of ages past.
我们与我们的主同心合意。
That together with one heart and one mind with our Lord.
求神怜悯帮助我们。
Lord, may the Lord have mercy on us and help us.
让我们一代一代的也同心合意。
That generation by generation we made together with one heart.
来传主的福音，直到他再来的日子。
Share the gospel with the Lord until He comes.
奉基督的祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
实在是感恩不尽。
We are truly thankful beyond what we can express.
主，您把这救恩大好的消息给了我们。
That you're able to have this great news of salvation given to us.
我们是如此的蒙福。
We are so blessed.
求神保守我们。
Lord, may you keep us.
我们 CCMC.
Us the CCMC.
大家一起同心合意，兴旺主的福音。
So we might together with one heart and one mind, proclaim the gospel.
让我们在主里面有这样美好的团契的交通。
That we may have this kind of spiritual fellowship.
我们牢牢的倚靠我们的恩主。
That we may rely on our Lord.
做你荣耀的见证。
that we might be a glorious witness for you.
求主神帮助我们。
Lord, may you give us grace and help us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.